Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and this is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing, and today is no exception. We have a very special guest. I want to share with you a conversation I had with Mr. George Ross. George was Donald Trump's attorney and right-hand man for 37 out of the last 40 years of his career prior to Donald announcing his bid for the presidency. George is the author of two best-selling books on real estate and negotiation. He taught at the law school at NYU for over 20 years, in business for over 60 years. Enjoy this conversation with George Ross.
Hello.
Good evening, George.
Good evening, Victor.
Welcome.
Good. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic. We had chartered a canal boat in the Loire Valley in France.
Hey, that's the way to go.
Went from village to village at about 4 knots, which was...
Oh, that's good. You don't get seasick that way.
Exactly. It was lovely. Thank you. George, any thoughts on the news cycle this last 48 hours? Any insight you can add?
Yeah, I can. On the news cycle last 48 hours, you mean with Trump and Putin?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah, the insight is this, that looking at it, I mean, no matter what happened, the news was going to be distorted. One, you can always say should have done something well. I think what was in mind, and I think the good part, is Putin and Trump did meet, and they did talk privately for an hour and a half. I don't know what happened there. I don't know, but that's good. And everything else is irrelevant at this time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you got to see what happens. But that was really the key, the hour and a half. The feeling that you can always assess somebody face-to-face when you're talking without having everybody else listen or snipe or come up with their own ideas, I think is helpful. If you want to accomplish something, meet somebody face to face. So I think that part of it is good. The rest of it is all media hype.
It was very interesting. I was reading back on the meeting between Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev, mm-hmm. and they were ready to walk away from each other. And Ronald Reagan
sure.
came back and said, "Can we start again?" And
yeah.
they addressed it on a human level, and it changed world history.
That's the thing. That's the thing. And this is one thing we've got to say, whatever it is, that, yeah, Trump made the meeting with Putin. You got two world leaders that sat down and talked for an hour and a half.
Right, right.
And obviously there are a number of situations which they have a mutual interest in and are important to the world. And that's helpful. What comes out of it is to be seen. But the fact that you can meet and talk is much better at that point than you throw barbs at each other and say, you should have done this, or you try to... criticize before you do it. Criticizing somebody else doesn't really help solve the situation. When you say, look, we have misunderstanding, we have problems between the two of us, let's sit down and see what we can do.
Right, criticizing each other through the megaphone of the media or a stage.
It's that the media distorted. Didn't make a difference what he said. Didn't make a difference what he said. And people have different ideas of what should be said or how it should be said. And a lot of the things that went on have different importance to the two people. You know, I mean, you're not talking about fine. Yeah, okay, they meddled in the affair, they got involved in the WikiLeaks or what have you. That's one thing. Meanwhile, what are you doing in Syria where hundreds of thousands of people are getting killed?
Right.
Which one is more important?
Well, clearly.
And the same thing, in fact, they have the 90% of the nuclear weapons in the world are in the two countries.
They have a lot to talk about.
Certainly something there's something they ought to talk about.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of things that are very important that somehow get lost when one guy says, well, I have this gripe. And I'm not saying the gripe isn't warranted. The question is when and where. And certainly not on a world stage in front of everybody else. It's just not. And the media tear it apart no matter what it says. You should have said this. You should have done that. You should have been more forceful. You should have looked. Yeah, but what the whole purpose of accomplishment is to sit down and talk. That's the key part. What comes out of it, somebody will know time later on.
Right.
But if you don't sit down and talk and try to solve things in an intelligent fashion, all you do is antagonize each other and you go nowhere. So my feeling is yeah, I don't like what a lot of things that were said or how it was set up. But I think what came out is the two did meet face to face for an hour and a half with nobody in the room except translators. And the media is chewing that up because they don't like it at all, because they got nothing to talk about.
Right.
And but the two leaders do, and I think something that what can come out of it, at least they met face to face. So now you've opened a dialogue. That doesn't mean that you're going to get anything or what, but you opened up a dialogue, which is a lot better at that point than deciding we're going to gear for war, or we're going to gear for this or do this. I just think it's a step in the right direction because they met. As to results, time will tell. And I feel that way about any time you got a problem with somebody or any of your people have a problem with somebody, talk to the person directly and say, look, we're having a problem. What is it that you really want? How do we solve the problem? That's the way to go about it. Don't say you took this, you didn't do this, the price is too high. You say if you want to have a mutual solution, we have to sit down and talk. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to give up anything or it doesn't work, but if you sit down and talk, you got a chance of resolving it because you know what the other side wants. But most of the times, people will negotiate knowing what they want, but they don't want to listen to really what the other side wants, and that way things don't get done.
To close this off, I mean, just to build on what you said, clearly the whole discussion in North Korea follows in the same vein of exactly what you just talked about.
Yes, and meanwhile it is. This is, something will come out of it. It's good. You got there. They're not sending missiles and tests all over, and things will go on. And I look at it the same way. You know, when the Trump sent out the things tariffs he's going to do, but as far as Canada is concerned, all that is opening discussion. That's all it is. Do you think it's going to happen the same way? No. And the thing he came back at with the top man in Canada comes back and he's against it. He's going to have mutual tariffs. That's rhetoric.
Yeah,
they basically had their problems in the balance of trade, and smart people will sit down and ultimately they'll resolve it. But what they hear and what they say are two different things. What actually will happen is different. In other words, people can say anything, but what goes on behind closed doors, ultimately, all they're doing is striving for a negotiating position. Rightfully, you know, that's tough.
Great conversation, great insight, and
yeah, good, and got some good questions.
And so, have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, I'm signing off, Victor.
Thank you, George. I love that conversation with George. As you can tell, George is not necessarily a Donald fan. George is not a yes man, and he said very clearly that he didn't agree necessarily with everything the president had to say. But he has an extraordinary ability to cut through all the noise and get through to the heart of the matter and decide what's important. And I love that about him. Whether you agree with George or not, understand that he simply has a perspective. He has a perspective that's different than you and I because he knows the man in the White House better than anyone else on earth. He's worked with him for more years than anyone else on earth. So as you're thinking about that, have a great rest of your weekend. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.